Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. John chapter 15, verse 11 reads, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. As we journey through Advent season this week, we light the candle for joy, focusing our hearts on the source of all joy, Jesus Christ. The joy Jesus speaks of in John 15:11 is deeply personal. It is his joy, a joy that flows from his relationship with the Father, and he offers it to us so that our joy can be complete. This joy is not temporary or dependent on circumstances. It is eternal and rooted in the very essence of who Jesus is. When Jesus enters the world as a baby in Bethlehem, he brought the promise of his divine joy to humanity. His arrival was proclaimed with joy by the angels of the shepherds. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. This proclamation was a revolutionary declaration of hope for the oppressed, for those living under the Roman occupation, marginalized situations, longing for some type of deliverance. The birth of Jesus was not just a sweet story, but it was a signal of freedom and liberation. This joy comes as an act of defiance. Did you know that your joy is an act of defiance? It's a promise that any injustice, any struggles, anything that you need to be delivered from does not have the final word. Through his life, Jesus exemplified the fullness of that joy that comes from living in the alignment with God's purpose. Even as he faced the cross, his joy remained steadfast because of his love for us and his obedience to the Father's will. His life and ministry were centered on bringing freedom to the captives, the brokenhearted, those who were in need. The goal was to bring freedom to all humanity. This joy, though, is not cheap. It's a costly joy, and knowing that at the end of the day, love still prevailed. This Advent season, we are reminded that true joy is found in Jesus. By abiding in God, the vine, we are nourished and sustained, allowing His joy to flow into every area of our lives. This joy transforms us not by erasing our struggles, but by giving us a hope and a peace that surpasses all understanding. It is a joy that whispers to us in our weariness that you are loved, you are held, you are never alone. It is also a joy that calls us into action to ensure that we are also carriers of peace in this world that desperately needs it. Are you embracing the joy that Jesus offers? This season is an invitation to come closer to God, to let His presence fill the spaces where discouragement and weariness may reside. His joy is available to you, not because you earned it, but because this is a joy that God freely gives. So let this gift of joy renew our spirits and allow it to overflow within us and around us. So this week, meditate on the joy of Jesus. Well, go ahead and read the Christmas story in Luke 2, 1 through 20. Reflect on his birth and how Jesus's birth brought so much joy to the world. And well, if you think about it, to your own life, how any newborn baby's joy comes in and brings that same excitement, should be the same excitement that we feel daily, knowing that the birth of Jesus brought us this level of joy. And well, share that joy, share that excitement, share that love, share that joy with someone close to you. Offer a heartfelt word this week of encouragement to someone. Perform some act of kindness, but let the joy, it may be all you got this week, is that you get to smile at people. You get to love on people, but you get to reframe your mind to say, I know how I'm supposed to feel, but this time I'm walking in this situation with joy. So remembering that the joy of the Lord is our strength, let that carry you throughout this week. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for the ability to have joy. We thank you that you became flesh on earth in order to show us that joy can happen in the midst of our sufferings, that joy can happen in the midst of our worries, in the midst of our concerns. And God, we've seen it happen because we've done it. We've experienced joy in suffering. We've experienced joy within our lives. We've been able to wake up with a joyful heart. So God, we ask that you continually allow that to happen, that we move in this world with a joyous spirit, that we are smiling and not just a moment of happiness, but a joy that is deep down inside of us, that we stop and we consider joy instead of considering anger, instead of considering hate, instead of wondering what could happen next. God, we just enter into a space of joy, that joy is alongside of peace, that once we have peace, then we have joy. God, we just thank you for these principles of Advent that remind us that first, if we just have hope, then we can have peace in our lives. And that peace will bring us a level of joy that only you can bring, God. So we thank you. We thank you that you've imparted that within us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that comes along and says, let me sprinkle some joy in your life. Let me put it deep down in you so that it's just not a fleeting moment of happiness, but that we live out and the joy abides within us. So God, we just say thank you. As we get ready to go about this day, about this week, when the snow starts to fall, let us remember joy, that even the snow falling, that even the coldness comes for a reason, God, that as we talked about last night, all things happen for the good, God. So we know that your purposes reign within us. So let us do our work of just continually having joy. Joy that only you can give us, a joy that is deep down inside of us. Let us move in that spirit on this week and forevermore. Remind us this week that joy is within us, that happiness, it can be a moment, but that same happiness we feel in that moment should be how we feel forever. So keep us, God. Wrap your arms around our family members, those who are dealing with mourning and in grief, God. Let them find moments of joy. Those who are seeking you for healing, God, let them find moments of joy. Those who just woke up with a smile, keep that smile on their face, Lord. Let them continue to have joy. Let joy reign. Let joy reign when depression comes up. Let joy reign when anxiety builds up. Let joy reign within our hearts each and every day so that we continue to be the lights that you have created in us. So God, we thank you for these opportunities. We praise you and we lift you up. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a wonderful day.